You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College football playoffs are finalized. We know who's going in. Lots of controversy around who is not in. Notre Dame tells the ACC they caused permanent damage with this snub, saying the conference that houses almost every Fighting Irish team has caused it permanent damage in this
emotional
relationship.
Emotional damage.
Yeah. Notre Dame, how about you shut up? I mean, seriously, you decided. Man, everything they can do to get the attention of not going in, they're doing.
They're going on tour crying.
Exactly. Thank you. I said this to Ed this morning. You've gone on a pity party tour. We're not in. We're not going to a bowl game. Okay, no problem. Oh, that wasn't enough. Well, we don't like it. Okay, we got you. You're mad. You didn't go. We know why you're mad, bro. You don't have to keep telling us why. We know why. You entitled. Yeah. I'm going to not get in trouble right now.
Yes.
But seriously, as we get you. We get it. You feel like you should be in. The only 12 teams get to go. There are probably 14 teams that deserve to go.
All right, so let me ask you as a coach. You realize that a lot of your guys, if you don't make the playoff, are going to sit out.
Mm-hmm.
These are still a lot of players you're going to bring back the next year. Why don't you take the young players on the road? And if you get your ass handed to you, you get your ass handed to you. Why don't you go play that game?
You know what you say? Mm-hmm. You know what you're saying right now? You're saying to those other players, the other players, some that you may rely on next year, you're not important enough. Those frontline guys, they don't want to play, so we're not going to play. You're not important enough. And I get the whole selection process. We have a state private school playoff selection every year, and it's anxious moments, I'm telling you, because you're waiting for that. You know, and ours is online, waiting to see whether online you got that invitation. And to be honest with you, here's the one of the other blue bloods that's going to be upset by this. Everybody's talking about how they got it, how Miami got in over them. Miami should have been over them. Your beef should be with Alabama.
Yeah. Well, but Miami then you beat them head to head.
Yes. There is no, you got the same record as Miami.
Dude, look, Notre Dame.
Your beef ain't with Miami.
Notre Dame faced two good teams this year, and they lost to both of them.
Exactly. And when you start stacking, and when you draw a beef with Alabama, Alabama will say, yeah, we got one more loss than you. But our schedule ain't the same, man.
And understanding when I'm saying two good teams, I'm talking about teams that could potentially be in the playoff. You lost to your peers.
Right.
Like, if you looked at Alabama, like, I went back to this. If they lose the SEC championship, they'd have three losses. But how do you ding a team for getting to a championship game and losing that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then you're going to have teams going, I think we'd rather lose here and get into the playoff than go there. And you know, like, it doesn't make any sense.
Can I play devil's advocate?
Yeah.
If you can't ding Alabama, Ed, for losing the conference championship, then why do you give Indiana the number one seed for winning it?
Well, they were both undefeated and it's head-to-head. Yeah. Maybe you're right in another instance.
If you don't want to, if you don't want it to make any sense, I mean, to have any weight, then don't let it have any weight. Who was the best team all year? Ohio State was the best team all year, except for one game.
I don't know about that.
I thought they were ranked higher.
You may think they were. I think I guess an argument for Indiana. Indiana not only beat really good teams, they crushed the teams they should, just like Ohio State did. So I don't know why Ohio State's the better team. They play in the same conference. Indiana beat really good teams, and they demolished everybody.
Because we've seen it before.
That's right.
Ohio State has a track record. Of course. And at the beginning of the year, they start off ranked higher. That's why they changed up the whole BCS thing.
But that's the reason people think that, because you're so used to Ohio State being up there. And Indiana's never been there.
They beat then number one Texas. They beat number 17 Illinois. They beat number 15 Michigan. Ohio State has a hell of a resume.
No one's doubting that. Yeah. No one's doubting
that. They were both undefeated going into the game. And let's be honest, if their kicker makes a 27-yard field goal, then we might be talking about something different today. But I'm just saying, in the instance that you have two undefeated teams in the same conference play each other in their conference championship, and then whoever wins that becomes one and the other one becomes...
I just don't like how you can make, in the case that you want to put a team in, say, well, you can't ding them for losing the conference championship, but... you reseed based on the conference championship. It either matters or it doesn't. Now, I think it should matter, and I would still put Alabama in because their resume is just that much more impressive. I think it should matter, but I also think Alabama deserved to go in because they have a better resume.
But I just think this is totally – you have two teams that played each other that are already in the playoff. Like, nobody's losing anything other than seeding. Essentially, that's why I said at the beginning, like, before this game, like, who does this game mean more to?
Who should Alabama go in over that you told me that?
No. He said Alabama has three losses,
right.
But he doesn't think a team should be dinged for losing in the conference championship.
When everybody doesn't have a championship.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying either it matters or it doesn't. It shouldn't. Yeah. Now, Alabama, this is their resume. They beat then number 5 Georgia, then number 16 Vanderbilt, then number 14 Missouri, then number 11 Tennessee. Yeah. You know the thing about those four games? They will play back to back to back to back. That's a month of football. Then they come back. Their losses are against then number 11 Oklahoma, who's in the playoffs. Then number 3 Georgia, who's got a bye in the playoffs.
They split with them, right?
What?
Didn't they beat Georgia earlier this year?
They beat them, so that's kind of a wash. When you look at that resume, we ain't the same.
Well, you
can't compare my record to yours because we're not the same. You got to compare my record to somebody else who's like me. Let me think. All those teams that are like me are in the playoffs.
Well, I don't see Notre Dame's beef particularly because Miami beat them head-to-head. So but shouldn't that count for something?
They've got two losses. Uh-huh. And again, when it comes down to it in tiebreakers, it's like, well, head-to-head shouldn't be there because we're deciding about all these other teams. Could you have left James Madison out? Could you have left Tulane out?
Because the rules are conference champs.
Yeah. I got you. And again, with the ACC not really having a conference champ that could make it because Duke won with 5 losses.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, they said ACC, your conference champ. Yeah, we'll take Miami, who didn't even play for the conference championship.
Let me ask you this, though. How do you feel about we get to this point and the story came out about Notre Dame? If Notre Dame, after this season, is ranked in the top 12, they automatically get a berth. If they're ranked in the top 12 at the end of the year, they automatically get a berth. Now, without them having a conference, I understand why they're doing it, but they could easily be in a conference, and now you're benefiting them.
And again, that's why Notre Dame is doing what they're doing right now. That's why they're sitting in the corner, folding their arms and holding their breath, because rules are already changed for them. If I'm the ACC, I'd say screw you back during the pandemic season. You don't want to be in my conference, but because you need games, this year you want to be in my conference. This is why Notre Dame is behaving this way, because people are always cowtailing to them. No, if you want automatic bid, do what everybody else does and get in the conference. You ain't that important anymore. You know, we make you important. You're not that. If we made you irrelevant, you would be irrelevant. I don't like it. As should they be in over James Madison? Well, in theory, yes, they should.
And Duke.
Duke ain't even in this thing.
Duke's like just when they're, I mean, I'm looking at them in that conference.
That's why they're not in.
Jesus, whiz, yeah. It's ridiculous.
By the way, like, Duke was a good team this year. They screwed themselves over because if you go back to the Clemson game, drove down first and goal twice.
Yeah.
First time, fumbled the ball, returned for a 99-yard touchdown. Talk about momentum getting stolen from you in that game. Yeah. And they did it multiple times, and that was the only team they did it with, because Darian Mensah threw for over 300 yards and God knows how many games this year.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.